29-year-old area middle school math teacher, and while riding a bike, a Hartford CT area middle school math teacher and father of two was hit by a drunk driver. The impact crushed his leg and required multiple surgeries to address the nerve, muscle, bone, you name it. Just incredible. But you know what? He made it. He made it. And he's our guest here this morning. Josh, good morning, good morning, good morning. When I read what happened to you and how it happened, I couldn't believe it at first, but then I said, you know, a miracle was performed. And we welcome you to our program.
Hi, thank you very much.
And you know, the thing that is difficult when you read all of this material, about 10 years after the accident, Josh is able to ride his bike again 4-5 times a week. And could you tell us about what caused your chronic pain?
In 2008, I was hit and run over by a drunk driver. His truck went over his truck went over my left leg, crushing it, resulting in multiple surgeries, reconstructions. Here I am today, having gone through different pain management clinics through Boston, through Connecticut, having difficulties with, daily function. And then in 2018, my brother, who's an orthopedic surgeon, had found some research. And I inquired, looked into it in Connecticut, and I met with Dr. Thiminer. And then eventually, after doing a trial period, he installed what's known as the Abbott DRG stimulator, which is a spinal cord stimulator, which inhibits the chronic pain that I'm faced with on a daily basis on my left leg.
You know, when you think about things like this, you read these stories, and you say to yourself, this has got to be impossible, but it's not. But it's not. And what type of treatment did you actually get?
Prior to the stimulator installation?
Yes.
So I went through different, surgeries, physical therapies, and they got to the point saying that's really all you're going to get out of it as far as function, which limited mobility. And then eventually going to Boston to the pain management clinic, and it got to the point, and they said, what do you want? And to me, not a medical doctor, but that was kind of like, that's not what I want to hear. I didn't want to take any more opioids and things of that sort. I didn't like the side effects they had on my body. In Connecticut, I worked with another doctor through biofeedback. It didn't seem to do what I needed to do. And just on a daily basis, it felt like, took a knife, like a steak knife, and throw it in your leg. Try walking. So that's kind of the pain that I was faced with. And I was really to try like anything. So when I eventually, met with Dr. Thiminer, we had talked about the DRG stimulator. All I knew was a little bit kind of, hey, I found it online through my brother, look it up, find out some information. I did so. They did a trial. The trial it wasn't ideal in a sense that you actually have wires come out of your back, which looks like a pager then, on like a belt buckle. It was extremely uncomfortable, but the payoff was so well worth it as far as the reduction of pain. They always ask for a percentage, things of that sort, and, what percentage are you getting? I would say it's well over 60%, maybe 80% reduction in pain. The trial obviously went well, and then eventually a surgery to install or implant the stimulator into my lower back. And then I have, working with the people at Abbott, going back and forth with them, I have actually an iPod. It's kind of interesting. That's Bluetooth enabled. So I can actually change the settings on it. So I can adapt that to, you know, adjusting for the pain and so forth.
Josh Stiebel, 29 years old, Hartford area.
You're selling me short. I'm 39, but thanks.
No kidding. You know the information they sent me? They must think that you are 29.
Well,
I think,
nice to know,
I mean, when you stop to think about what you have gone through, it is a miracle. There's no question. There's no question about it. And, you know, when I found out that you were going to be on the program, and what an inspiration. Now, I understand that you're back riding at least five times a week. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a competitive. It's like through growing up ever, I was always an athlete. I played college hockey and loved riding my bike. And the irony is, after having this accident and so forth, what can I still do? I can still ride a bike. So I'm on Team E-Race in Connecticut, which is an acronym for Everyone Runs and Rides Against Cancer Every Day. So we have different events throughout the year. And a competitive rider and racer, different, you know, throughout the year, racing and riding and raising charity, dollars for charity for cancer research and assisting families. So we have our team rides, and then we typically ride, or I do, four or five times a day, week, throughout the year.
Well, again, and you sound tremendous. But when I was reading about you, and I don't know who was the one that wrote me that you were 29, but maybe that's what they thought. I think it's a
great... I'm sure my wife would be happy. I, younger husband, maybe? I don't know.
But, you know, just to hear you, you know, you have no idea. Just to hear you, knowing what you went through, and the pain was so severe, it was just... you can't describe it. But if somebody was talking with you now, they wouldn't have thought anything had happened to you. It's a miracle. There's no question, and I'm just glad that you were willing to come on the program this morning, because there are folks out there that might not even have the heart or the courage to do what you did, and to have them able to hear it and to say, you know, if anything did ever happen, we all have faith. And this is certainly what you have told today. There's no question about it.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's been a long road. My wife has been extremely understanding, because I was quite moody with the amount of pain that I was in. She might say it's the same thing nowadays, but not as bad. but yeah, it's definitely been very beneficial to me. I can't say for everyone, but going through what I've done and kind of pushing forward and, you know, looking at positives and spending time with my kids and doing stuff as a family.
Well, it's a wonderful story on this program this morning, and I'm just delighted that you were able to do this. Josh Stiebel, and it says 29. I'm going to still say 29. But it's been a pleasure and honor to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
And I hope that we can meet in person down the road.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Take care.